What a wonderful Friday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for sharing this time with me as we begin our days together in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 33, verses 1 through 24. And today's reading begins with a cry for God's help, followed by a warning about how the Lord's power will be unleashed on sinful people. Jerusalem's glorious future is described, and a righteous king will rule the land. Once again, God's saving word for us this week is and has been justice and peace. So, let's begin our reading of Isaiah chapter 33, 1 through 24. Our enemies are doomed. They have robbed and betrayed, although no one has robbed them or betrayed them. But their time to rob and betray will end, and they themselves will become victims of robbery and treachery. Lord, have mercy on us. We have put our hope in you. Protect us day by day and save us in times of trouble. When you fight for us, nations run away from the noise of battle. Their belongings are pounced upon and taken as loot. How great the Lord is! He rules over everything. He will fill Jerusalem with justice and integrity and give stability to the nations. He always protects his people and gives them wisdom and knowledge. Their greatest treasure is their reverence for the Lord. The brave are calling for help. The ambassadors who try to bring about peace are crying bitterly. The highways are so dangerous that no one travels on them. Treaties are broken and agreements are violated, and no one is safe anymore. The land lies idle and deserted. The forests of Lebanon have withered. The fertile valley of Sharon is like a desert, and in Bashan and on Mount Carmel, the leaves are falling from the trees. The Lord says to the nations, "Now I will act, and I will show you how powerful I am. You will make worthless plans, and everything you do is useless. My spirit is like a fire that will destroy you. You will crumble like rocks burned to make lime, like thorns burned to ashes. Let everyone near and far hear what I have done and acknowledge my power." The sinful people of Zion are trembling with fright. They say, "God's judgment is like a fire that burns forever. Can any of us survive a fire like that?" You can survive if you say and do what is right. Don't use your power to cheat the poor, and don't accept bribes. Don't join with those who plan to commit murder or do other evil things. Then you will be safe. You will be as secure as if in a strong fortress. You will have food to eat and water to drink. Once again, you will see a king ruling in splendor over a land that stretches in all directions. Your old fears of foreign tax collectors and spies will be only a memory. You will no longer see any arrogant foreigners who speak a language that you can't understand. Look at Zion, the city where we celebrate our religious festivals. Look at Jerusalem. What a safe place it will be to live in. It will be like a tent that is never moved, whose pegs are never pulled up, whose ropes never break. The Lord will show us His mercy. We will live beside broad rivers and streams, but hostile ships will not sail on them. All the rigging on those ships is useless. The sails cannot be spread. We will seize all the wealth of enemy armies, and there will be so much that even the lame can get a share. The Lord Himself will be our king, and He will rule over us and protect us. No one who lives in our land will ever again complain of being sick, and all sins will be forgiven. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. the Lord himself will be our king, and he will rule over us and protect us. You know, we look at the beginning of this passage of scripture, and it describes very vividly that if you have been living evil lives, if you've been cheating people and taking advantage of your position in society, then at the Lord's appearance, you have everything to fear, because God has seen, God has heard the cries of the innocent, and he is coming in judgment. But for those of us who love the Lord and we have purpose to live our lives in integrity, to be obedient to the will of our God, to serve the one who has purchased us with his blood, we have nothing to fear at his appearance. He has come to reward us that have served him. Let us pray. Lord God, you are my king. Reign in my heart forever. You are like a fortress, and in you I am safe and secure. All who worship and praise you are shown your glory. Thank you for your mercy and steadfast love. Amen. Well, our weekday mornings together have come to an end again. Please join us this Sunday. If you can't make it to the chapel, of course, you can join us by either Zoom or in Facebook. And otherwise, we will see you bright and early on Monday morning, as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 17, where the Lord's servant is described. Until then, beloved, you keep looking up, because the Lord is drawing near. God bless.